For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Guys, welcome to another episode of Punch Drunk Sports. Ari Shaffir, you look dapper, I'm not going to lie.
Thank you.
The beard's getting bigger, you're growing your hair back. Is all this for your big...
I just shaved this into my hair for the day.
Yeah, I like that. That looks good.
Ladies
and gentlemen, my greatest pleasure to introduce a guy who's been very popular on this podcast for the last month without even knowing it.
Yeah.
One of my biggest bromances going right now, Theo Von, ladies and gentlemen.
Agreed. Thank you, guys. Big fans of both of you guys.
Uh-huh.
So great to be here. And Ari didn't even wear a shirt, so this is already romantic.
Well, here's what you don't even get to know, because Ari's got a brand new belt, and I want to see it. Let's see it, Ari.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Whoa! Okay. Wow. That is a, is that leather belt?
Yes.
It's mostly leather.
Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Punch Drunk.
Oh my God, is that a Jewish dick?
Oh, in more ways than one, my friend.
I've never even seen that before. In more
ways than one, that's a Jewish dick.
Oh, I'm going to have to call my church sponsor.
Wait, what's a church sponsor?
It's like somebody that helps you get back into the church.
Is that true?
Yeah. Oh,
do you really have a church sponsor?
Yeah, I do, and I don't even know. Do I need to tell him about this?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, it's good, Ari.
He turned away.
Do you think there's any way seeing his Jew dick got you out of Christ?
I don't know. I'm going to talk about it later. I'm not going to worry about it now.
Okay.
I'm going to worry about it later.
You seem a little worried about it. Ari, show us your belt again.
Okay, it's right here.
See that?
Oh, it's still there.
All right, he's done. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone.
No, it's closer. Oh, my God.
Aaron, how did he fall for it's gone? It's gone. Oh, cool. This feels safe to look at now.
Wow, bro.
It's gone. It's gone. You crab walk closer to the camera, so it's just like a Christmas ornament hanging in front of your – remind me never to touch your laptop, by the way, either.
Dude, I've seen so much porn. I've never seen a dick that close, even in all the porn that I've seen.
Well, how's that even
like Snapchat?
Possible?
Remember when chat roulette was big?
Oh, yeah.
Dudes showing dicks.
That was kind of like the first Tinder, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like seeing dicks from around the world, basically.
It was.
But, I mean, they had like a 2-week period where like, no, it was amazing. Just chat with people. From
it
all
just
the
got boring really quick.
Right.
It just got super boring all of a sudden.
Two weeks and then just dicks.
Yeah, just dicks, dude.
That's what happened to this podcast in about 2 weeks, too.
Wow, man.
All of a sudden, Ari's got a new belt.
Guys,
on that note, let's do a couple of sponsors, shall we?
Who are your sponsors?
We got DickCleaver.org. At DickCleaver, you'll get all the cleaving you want done to your dick.
Guys.
Half the cost.
Guys, who doesn't want to be a black belt, huh? Now's the time to bet, man. NBA playoffs going on right now. NHL playoffs going on right now. There's a lot of things you can gamble on. A couple humongous UFCs coming down the pipes, which we'll talk about all that later. But go to betdsi.com, use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that gets you 10 free bucks. Takes you a little bit of time to get the 10 bucks, so don't sign up and then start tweeting at us and telling us it didn't work because it takes like an hour or two. And then you get 10 free bucks to gamble with. Win some money. Win some money, and that's from your boys Punch Drunk and Ari's belt. K-Man Coffee, representing the Caveman Coffee right now. Boom.
Ooh. That
are you really
good.
Drinking it?
I'm wearing a Caveman Coffee shirt. That's even closer to drinking it. I mean, it's on my body all day. I'm telling people to drink it all day. So support our buddy Tate Fletcher and drink some badass coffee. You want to drink the coffee Joe Rogan drinks? You want to be as awesome as Joe Rogan? Good luck with that. It's probably not going to happen, but you can at least drink the same coffee he drinks every day. Go to cavemancoffeeco.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS. And that saves you 15%. They got all kinds of stuff right now. I'm getting literally delirious with Ari walking around. And I'm very nervous when he walks around. And go to PunchDrunkSports.com. If you want to write for PunchDrunkSports.com, send an email to writeforpunchdrunk@gmail.com, and we'll get you set up, and you can write articles for the website. All are welcome. And click the Amazon link on PunchDrunkSports.com. Amazing. If you got any Amazon shopping to do, go to PunchDrunk first, click the Amazon link, do all your shopping. That literally gets us tens of dollars throughout the years.
Amen.
And every little bit of that helps. Every little bit of that helps. And word on the streets, I think we have another big Rabble event coming up, Ari. So if you're in town or if you're not in town, we're not sure what event we're gonna do for it. But and that's it, everybody. Thank you for that. Ari, you got any dates you want to plug? Let's plug some dates, and then let's talk some trash, because I think Theo Vaughn needs to see Ari's cheeseburger. You know what Ari's cheeseburger is?
I have seen enough of Ari's goods. I mean, I am literally texting Shane right now, who's my church sponsor.
Did you really text Shane?
Yeah.
Read the text.
And asking him.
Did you really read the text? This is awesome. Ari, you've sent this guy closer to the devil, and I know you're a big, you know, you're a big church guy.
Well, I'm trying to get to heaven. You know, I love being around you guys, but I don't want to mill around here forever. So eventually, I want to be in the afterlife. Hey, Shane, are you busy this afternoon? That's all I've said.
Did you really? Let me see. No? Yeah, sure as shit.
Because you accidentally saw a dick?
Theo Vaughn.
Well, I just think it's like, I don't want to just be carrying that around in my head and not letting other people know about it. You know? It's
okay.
Then I feel like I'm carrying it around. You know, I'm just staring at some man's dick. Like last night, if I masturbated, I had to reach out and let him know.
When you beat off, then you call this Shane guy and you go, hey, man, just smoke.
I don't call him. That's pretty gross. But I will text him and be like, look, bro, definitely on the struggle bus tonight, you know? And I'll use like emojis sometimes to show that I've been masturbating.
Yeah. And what that's like the fucking
eggplant
and a bunch
rain.
Of sprays. Yeah, of course. That is the emoji.
So
you're just like, hey, man, I've just been fucking stroking my dick, brother.
Well, yeah, I've been pleasuring myself, or I've been being evil. Sometimes I'll just say I've been being evil.
Right, okay. And what does he say to that?
He's like, you know, he just kind of consoles me, and, you know, it's not just me, and, you know, it doesn't make you a bad person. It's good that you recognize it, and just, you know, let's head into a better place, brother. So that's...
And how does one do that?
You just try not to jerk off as much. And you try to save your energy and basically your semen for not for God, but for like, you know, if you ever want to meet a wife or something.
Right. Okay.
You know,
cause you wouldn't want to be like, hey, by the way, I love you and I'm going to love you forever and you're my wife. But, I think we may have just lost Ari, but, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What is
that?
That's weird.
Well, yeah, if you're spraying out all the time, you know, finding a, you know, it's, you're not going to, your energy's not going to be propelled towards finding, you know, probably somebody to be with forever. So, anyway, man, great to be here with you guys. I just came from an orgasmic meditation.
That's the next thing I want to talk to you about, because we've talked about this at the Comedy Store. Now, you are taking classes.
Yeah.
That are kind of like a group thing where you are... giving people orgasms.
Yeah.
You don't get to get one.
I don't get one. I'm an orgasmic meditator, basically. I just met up with a woman over in Venice in her 50s, late 50s.
Really?
Yeah. And the practice is you meet up with a woman and you pleasure them, stimulation, with your fingers, one of your fingers. And it's usually this one. I mean, sometimes I'll try a different one, but it's not as – you're used to using the, you know, your pointer, your, you know, your hey, buddy one.
right.
So – yeah, you do that. It's a 15-minute practice. You pleasure the woman, and you exchange a few like thoughts that you had during the practice of the meditation.
Which could be what?
Like, I felt relaxed, or I felt like a cold energy come over my chest, or I felt a warm energy in my arms, or because it's not about the stimulation. What I learned from it is for 15 minutes, I focus on someone that is not myself, and I focus solely on their pleasure. So that's what I get out of it. And I also have a lot of like intimacy issues and stuff, so it helps me to overcome some of that because you're forced to be in an intimate environment with someone that you don't really have an attraction to. So you are...
Which is most relationships. Eventually.
But you have to practice it. So it's really the practice of that, you know, of being in an uncomfortable, intimate environment and being able to be okay with that.
Wow.
So I went to a seminar downtown. It was 8 hours. You get in there. Literally, they close the door. There's 200 people in there. And
what's the men-to-woman ratio of those 200 people? One, I'm guessing one woman, 199 men.
I think it was... It was probably 2-1 guys to chicks. And I got in there, and literally they close the doors, and a man stands up in front, and he goes, "Who's ready to stroke some pussy?" That's what the man said, right?
Wow.
And people start cheering and everything, and it's like, whoa, this is crazy. This is very like—
How much did the seminar cost?
Oh, Colt. The seminar was $150, right?
Okay.
So then they bring a woman up to the front who's already been in the practice, and one of the men who's already been in the practice— like the woman lays down, takes her pants and her underpants off, or panties. Some people say panties. I say underpants, and takes them off. And then the man sits kind of across the woman with one of his legs and then starts to pleasure the woman for 15 minutes. There's a timer for 15 minutes. There's a moderator right there to make sure that the guy is doing it correctly. And of course, this guy in the instructional course had been trained. He'd been in the program for a long time. He pleasures the woman. The woman feels pleasured. Then they stop and it's over. The 15 minutes is over. Then they explain to you why the practice exists. And by the end of the day, by the end of the 8-hour seminar, like 50 women are laying there on the floor, pantsless, in this huge like floor of a warehouse downtown.
Yeah.
And there's 50 men laying there, right, or like sitting across them. And the moderators are walking around explaining exactly what you're supposed to do. Everybody starts, and there's literally 50 people touching each other that have never even known each other before.
No fucking way.
Yeah. It's called orgasmic meditation. And the idea behind it is that a woman receives pleasure without feeling she has to reciprocate pleasure in any way.
Which I'm already against. Go ahead.
Right on. And then the man learns to focus.
You learn become to become resentful.
Yeah, to focus on something that is not yourself.
Right.
For 15 minutes. Completely right. Not yourself. You get no pleasure out of it, really.
So you just want to pleasure them. Like girls would love giving BJs.
Yeah, girls probably would love giving BJs. And so, but I mean, I don't even enjoy it's not like it's a woman that I'm attracted to. Like, I was easily one of the best-looking men and women in the entire...
Yeah, you had said that to me before.
In the entire place.
Yeah. You were the hottest chick there.
Like Sandy Shore?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Very... And a lot of them very Sandy Shores.
How many, like, full-on hairy armpits on those women?
There's some real heaters on some of these broads, man. At this point...
And some real heaters.
Almost as if their vagina was a child and somebody around the vagina said a bad word and the vagina's dad was like, earmuffs. Like, these vaginas are pretty, they're pretty established. They're pretty established.
Now, have any of these women been, like, rude to you or, like, mean to you or, like... You know, while you're doing that,
no.
It's like, hey, you're doing it wrong, idiot. Nothing like that?
No, there's a couple of terms they can use to give you, like, but it all has to be positive reinforcement. So everything's very positive. But, yeah, I just got matched up with a woman a little while ago. I stopped at her place in Venice, ran upstairs, you know, touchy-touchy for 15 minutes, and then jetted, man. Had half a glass of water.
Wait. And the church is okay with this?
The church is, I mean, as long as...
Yeah, what does Garrett think about this or whatever this turkey's name is?
His name's Shane, thank you.
Shane.
As long as he...
What's Shane saying? And what emojis is he sending you? Hey,
as long as he
trying
knows.
Trying to get right with Christ, but first I'm going to go up and finger this little bunny.
You got a Jesus and then one of those zucchinis.
Yeah.
Jesus zucchini question mark.
All right.
So that's orgasmic meditation, man, and I'm in it, and I'm trying my best in there. It's wild, dude, because you're really flying around town some days, and you're just rubbing in, and you got to stroke a gal out and get on to your next, appointment.
You're just going to give people orgasms and then walking?
Yeah, I mean, I've just moseyed into some lady's place over in Venice. There was a couple other people. Her roommates were there. She's like, all right, we're going to go in the back.
And what does she do? She just thinks while you're doing that, or she just tries to get off?
She lays there and just, like, feels...
Positively reinforces you.
Feels pleasure. Sometimes she'll say some things like... She can be like, can you please move to the left? Can you please apply more pressure? Can you apply less pressure? But that's it. It's really big in New York City, Ari. Huge community. You would love it, dude. You would love it.
A blowjob version of that?
There is not. There is not. But it is.
Fuck.
It is
weird. It'd be a wet 20-year. It'd be like the waiting list for like Green Bay Packers season tickets. It's like you're not going to get them, but maybe your grandkid will get in. It's like I want to get on that list just so my grandkid can take a dick sucking class. You know what I'm saying?
We just had a call.
We missed. Call back, celebrity caller. I wanted to wrap that story up.
So you just go over, give them orgasm, and then leave. And then what do they get? What do they get out of it? They
get to come. What do you think? What would you get out of a blowjob class? They get to fucking lay on their back while some fucking TV star climbs in their window and finger bangs them for 10 minutes while they positive reinforce them. A little more to the right. A little more to the left. Cool. Yes. Climb out the window. Make yourself a sandwich on the way out.
Lucy Snorbush story.
Yeah, look, man. I mean, some of them, you get them to spray out a little bit, and they're feeling joy, you know? And they're really feeling joy, a lot of these gals.
Yeah, they're really feeling,
you wash your
feeling
face
joy.
Oh, you wear gloves. You wear gloves, and there's a particular lubricant you use. Yeah, you wear gloves, dude. You're not just... But I'll say this. At the...
Last also?
No. None of that.
Just tongue.
Just finger, just this.
Oh, just finger, no tongue.
Yeah, no tongue, bro.
Even down on him.
No, dude, I'm not freaking driving around and bringing the old buffet face around.
whenever you go over to their, like, is there ever like, man, this is going, like, I'm gonna fuck, like, I'm gonna put my dick up in here.
No. I mean, most of the women that
I'm saying, but in your mind,
are in their 50s. Most of these women are in their 50s and 60s.
Exactly. So that's even hotter.
Not to me, it's not a trick. I mean, they're all beautiful women, but I am not sexually attracted to these women.
Yeah.
I prefer younger women and even women from other countries that are also younger.
Now, have you moved this on? Hang on. Let's take this celebrity call, guys. You are on the air with Theo Vaughn, and it's the BetDSI Celebrity Hotline. Who do we got?
Who's ready to stroke some pussies?
Hey. Oh, is this gay Jesus?
Is this Shane?
This is Theo. This is your sensei of orgasmic meditation, Charles.
Hey, Charles. What's up?
How are you? You did a very good job earlier today, but I need my cut of the money.
There was no money exchanged, man.
You didn't know this was a racket.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a racket. Apparently, I didn't get the full memo.
Were you tipped? Because if you were, I need 10% of that money.
I was not paid, but next time I'll make sure to pick up a little bit of loot.
If you don't, you're going to get a stocked and slapped to the mouth.
I got to try to get Ari back in here. I don't know how I did this.
What's going on, guys?
Jason, are you interested in joining the orgasmic meditation clan?
Well, what would my involvement in that be? I'm a little curious, I think.
Are you a righty or a lefty?
I'm left-handed.
Can you work the right?
I'll mix it up. I'll throw it in there.
I go right.
I'm a little short on money right now. I need you to do two women at once. Are you comfortable with that?
Total, super comfortable with that.
I'm out.
You don't do two at once, Theo?
No, I'm just because I'm already a little bit disorganized, and I'd rather stick with the fundamentals. I'm more of a fundamentalist.
Theo, could you use the big toe on a woman?
Good question.
No, I don't do any. I'm not big into trickery, bro. I'm pretty basic. I actually have a bad back.
Trickery?
I'm not. I have a bad back, dude. I'm pretty vanilla, bro.
You don't spring it on him. Like, here's my little finger. You know what I mean? Like,
trickery. I ain't big into trickery, man. I don't believe in witchcraft. I just basically try to keep it in the family.
Well, I just stay organized.
Are you interested in this? I really need some money right now.
How much money are you looking for? Because, you know, he seems to be doing this for some sort of spiritual connection.
Yeah.
And get out of his own self, mm-hmm. help somebody else feel some intimacy and some connections. You seem to be wanting to make a lot of money here.
I'm down $28,000.
Wow.
How are you down $28,000?
Who are you, Mickey Rooney? Jesus.
I know.
Oh, where to begin?
Gambling, isn't it? Is it gambling?
It's a little gambling. I tried to open an organization where I give turtles orgasms, and I poured $15,000 into that.
Oh, dang. That's a terrible investment. Do turtles, I mean, why? Well, first of all, why? Why would you invest in giving turtles orgasms?
Yeah, I hate turtles.
You do?
Well, it began, as Ari Shaffir knows, with a beautiful mushroom trip. Is Ari there?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. I don't know about turtle orgasming and mushroom trips. That's not an experience I've had.
I got a vision, and I realized that turtles need to orgasm.
Theo is really bothered by this. What do you have against turtles? I think those colleges.
I don't think we need them. I don't think we need them anymore.
Turtles?
Yeah.
What do you mean we don't need them?
That is blasphemy. You should text Shane right now that you've blasphemed.
Yeah. Text Shane, you're taking one of God's creatures off this planet.
Well, I think if the ark came back by and turtles didn't get on that motherfucker, I'd be A-okay with it.
What? Did a turtle do you wrong?
No, but they suck and they're rude.
How is a turtle rude?
Turtles always like try to I mean, turtles are
I've been bitten by a turtle.
I've been bitten by a dog. I've been bitten by a woman.
I got to tag
actually,
by a bunch
now
of
we
dogs,
might be on to something, because other than dogs, women, turtles. Yeah, I'm noticing a pattern here, guys.
Yeah, women are kind of like the turtles of the human kingdom, I feel like.
And now we have the name of the show.
Shocking speech.
It's a shocking speech.
But I don't like turtles, but I respect your view on them, man. I just don't like turtles, and I don't think we need them. This has been another call on the Extinction Hotline.
Wow. Well, caller,
you're
thanks.
It's okay to disagree, but Theo, I need you to get busy. I need money.
Bro, I just chucked some girl off over there by the beach, dude, made it here in 28 minutes. Yeah.
What was her name?
I don't want to say her name, but I will give her a code name, Janice. And it has.
How large were her breasts?
Is her real
I didn't
name
see her
Janice?
Breasts. She keeps her shirt on. She just takes her pants and under panties or panties off.
Do any of them ever do things like if you're circling the bean, you're working your number one finger with your goddamn oven mitt on and all the shit that you got to do, taking cookies out of the oven or whatever you motherfuckers call it.
Are you allowed to enter the vagina?
That's
no, you're not.
But you do
really
not at all, Ari.
Do they ever start?
You can't, like, go in.
If something slips in there, I mean, it's really your fault. It's not like, unless there's like a little earthquake.
Just clit? You can't even fucking try to get the G spot?
Nope, no G.
What if, have they ever been
you
like.
You can't do the thing where you really go fast and trying to make him squirt?
Wow, geez. Ari looks like mad. Shia LaBeouf right there, didn't he?
He got so mad, dude.
You are so shy right now, bro.
Where do you enter the anus?
No, I don't think, but I have, honestly, because you're supposed to really try and be in touch with what they want. And I did feel one time like this gal wanted me to kind of go into the dark arts there with a thumb.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I didn't. I didn't.
You just had a thought. What made you think
that? Disappointing, Theo.
I just knew it, man.
What made you think that, though?
Sometimes you get ideas and they're right, you know?
But you don't know if you're right or wrong because you didn't do it.
Yeah, but I I'm glad I didn't trust my instincts, but I think that my instincts were correct. What animal would you guys get rid of? Ari, what would you kick off of this earth?
Good question. Turtles aren't bad, man. They really don't do shit. They're interesting to look at, but that's about it.
Right.
They regulate an insect population.
I doubt that.
No, it ain't even like spiders where you're like, oh, I guess I don't like them, but
I would get rid of spiders. I would get rid of spiders.
We don't need anything. No, then there's no gardens.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. It would work its way out without spiders.
Yeah, turtles are really almost not very necessary.
This is devastating.
Pigeons? Do we need pigeons? Oh, rats. I know. New York City rats.
Yeah,
rats
there you go.
Are terrible. Possums are terrible.
Not hamps, though, bro. You know I used to sell hamps, dude.
What are hamps?
Well, they busted a man in our town recently with a 30-pound bag of hamster bones on him.
Hang on.
Hamster buns? What does that mean?
Bones.
Oh, bones, hamps. Oh, you just zoomed in.
Really?
Hang on. Anyway, keep talking.
Yep.
Hey, do you ever get that stuff that's in by like the river? What are they calling you all to hunt them all you want?
Oh, nutrias?
Nutrient. Yeah. What is it?
Nutrias are like fancy rats. They're kind of like rats, but they're more like a little more French.
They fuck with anybody or they just stick to themselves?
Honestly, dude, I've heard that they fuck with black people a lot. French.
Yeah, just like dogs.
Yeah, like some dogs, kind of like some breeds of dogs.
Cops.
Some dogs.
And cops.
Sam's dog has cooled off, but Tripoli's dog did used to be racist. It hated the Asian mailman and was not a fan of black people.
I got attacked by two black dogs on my birthday once, and then they came back a few years later and attacked me again. The same two dogs.
What? Really?
Yeah. And this was when I was younger, than when I was a child, when I was like a tall child.
Sometimes it's just weird with dogs. They're just like, you don't look like what I'm used to. It's weird. Like a homeless person, their smell's different, and they go like, no, this is wrong.
Yeah, they're big with smell.
This is wrong.
They're big with fear, too. They can pick up fear. Yeah,
you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, you're doing human wrong.
So you sold these hamsters. Now, this is a story that I heard you tell on Fighter and the Kid, which, by the way, good job, because you and I are dear good friends.
Thanks,
and
man.
You went on Fighter and the Kid and got some intel, because that's our number one enemy podcast, and we are going to fight them.
Oh, I'd love to see that fight.
Yeah, but we get Tate Fletcher and Joe Rogan are also going to be on our side.
That's
fair.
They
haven't necessarily agreed with that yet. And we've got a three-pronged attack.
Okay.
Now, first, we're going to send Tripoli in there.
Okay.
And he's going to tire them out with his face.
Okay.
And he's just going to absorb punches.
I could see that.
Tripoli is he's a glutton for punishment.
Yeah.
Two, he's the most.
He does.
If there was a nuclear war of the three of us on this show, me, Ari, and Tripoli, Ari's the one that survives.
You think?
There's no quit in. I mean, Sam. There's no quit in Sam.
Sam survives?
Yeah. Because there's no quit in him.
It's only quit in Sam.
No. Sam would be the one that would survive if there was a nuclear. And that's why he's the first one to go in, because he's the one that would survive the beating that the two of them would give him, which is probably within an inch of his life.
Yeah.
But then by the time they're worn out from Sam's face, just like a catcher's mitt, taking 100 fastballs.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then here comes the second wave of the attack. Rogan and Tate Fletcher. And now they beat the living shit out of those two because they're super tired.
Mm-hmm.
Then when that's done,
Jesus,
me and Ari come in and we just stand on both of their chests while they're all beat up. And we're just like, that's right.
Oh, I like that.
And then
get new headshots, too, while you're up there.
Yep. And then that's it.
I like that.
That's our three-pronged attack. So do you have any intel when you were at Fighter and the Kid, like weaknesses, any ways we could kind of attack?
I think the weakness is to separate them from each other, because there were brief moments where I could sense that they may not turn on each other, but that there is the potential there. And so I think that's what you use. You use them against each other.
Okay.
You know?
So any of these girls ever go, I want you to fuck me?
There was a girl who looked at me like she wanted sex after, and I wasn't going to do sex, so I left.
Do me see an impression of that look. Like, if how did she, look, I'm you and she's...
Oh, Jesus, dude. Yeah. This is going to have to text Shane about. I'll do it, though.
Okay, let's see it. How was she like?
Rub his clit, Tebow.
I'm out, he says.
I don't even want you to look for a clit on me. But there's moments, though. But, dude, I mean, you go to the meetings, and there's honestly some people in there that are, like, recovering drug addicts. There's one lady who just has like, who was a crack addict for a long time. There's one man who's like, I drive an hour every night to come to this. And I'm like, why do you do that? You know, and he's like, because I love stroking pussy. That's what he said. This big black guy.
Guys who love going down on chicks, who love eating pussy. Like, I love the taste of it. Oh. I would drink a glass of it if I could. If I bottled it.
I drink a glass of pussy.
Mm. If it's I don't know, man.
Chilled or warm?
It like depends on the weather. It depends on today's weather.
No, I like it.
I'll shake it in a glass. Like,
on a nice summer day, yeah. But if you're, you know, if it's 22 degrees below zero and you're in fucking Cleveland, nothing like a nice glass of warm pussy.
Oh, yeah.
I like pussy.
That mold wine.
Yeah, yeah.
What'd you say?
Get that mold wine, that hot toddy pussy.
Yeah.
Dude, it's all, look, I mean, I always say, dude, everybody calls it urine, unless you're trapped in an avalanche, then it's dick wine, you know? So really, circumstances really
is that yours?
They create everything, yeah.
That's hilarious.
They create everything. But yeah, I actually prefer a little bit of vagina after you've been in the swimming pool and it's kind of cold on the outside, warm on the inside.
Oh, you know
what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
I really enjoy that. I remember having that as a youngster a good bit, because you'd be in pools more often, and I really, really preferred that.
You'd be in pools more often just because of your age.
Well, yeah, because you was a child, you know. People, children, you get into pools more often. You get into pool as an adult, it's like not as, it's a little weird.
Could be an Olympic swimmer.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, it could be your job. Could be a lifeguard.
Yeah, if you're an adult lifeguard, dude, you're a pedophile pretty much with a whistle. You know?
Agreed. So now,
dates at the gates.
Dates at the gates. All right, what do you have, kind sir?
This weekend, on Thursday, I'll be in Utah, in Salt Lake City. Thursday night show at the New Wise Guys downtown. Then nice. Saturday, I'm in Oklahoma at that Cherokee Casino. And then next week, I'm in San Francisco. But my next year storytelling show is shooting May 22nd through 25th. If you go to my Twitter right now, you can get tickets. Use the code JEW if you want to go to multiple nights. One show per night, but if you want to go multiple nights, you can use that code JEW and get fucking extra nights.
At Cheetahs?
At Cheetahs again, yeah. That's strip club.
Nice.
Right on. What about you, yeah. Theo Vaughn?
What do I have coming up? I have next weekend, I'm at the Tempe Improv from the 12th to the 15th, May 12th through 15th. And then in June, I am at the Hard Rock Roxino in Cleveland from the 2nd to the 5th of June. And then from the 9th to the 12th of June, I'm in Atlanta at the Punchline.
Oh, the Punchline. Is that open again in Atlanta?
Yeah,
or is that in that other place?
It's opening back up, I hear. I never went to the first one. I went to that place that was out at the go-karts back in the day.
So it's not that one? That's not the one? Okay, that's cool.
The Laughing Skull?
Yeah, I was hoping they'd open up again because there's no real like A clubs there anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird...
Like 75 seats.
It doesn't hold comedy that well, that city. Why do you think it is?
I don't know. Why didn't the fucking L.A. hold football?
Right.
It's weird. I think it's because it's such a black city.
Yeah, Atlanta's hella black, dude.
It's very black, especially the city itself.
Yeah.
Like, you know, all the suburbies, it's like really fucking white.
That's
like, that's a town, like the whole city itself, it's like there's so much black business there.
Yeah, tons.
You know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's affluent black. It's like,
oh,
they're running shit down there, and it's like, hey, here comes these two, you know, the three of us show up to their fucking, you know,
Lenox Mall, yuck
house. And they're like, hey, it's these three. And they're just like, go fuck yourself, white boy.
Yeah.
Dude, Miss Pat got me a spot in the black room when I was there. I was there in April.
Wow.
Last April. She got me a spot. And first of all, show showed up at 8:30. Show started promptly at 9:55. And when Chris walked in, he just went right on. And he goes, oh, you're here? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, oh, cool. I'll bring you right up. I was like, okay. He goes, he did his 28 minutes to open the show. And then he goes, from Nebraska. Give it up for Aaron Smith. I know. And I was like, is that all right?
Hey, everybody, I'm Aaron Smith. That's hilarious. Yeah,
that's awesome.
It was not a good show.
That's awesome. Margaret Cho took me to the Claremont Lounge in Atlanta one night.
That's pretty fun. That Claremont Lounge is pretty fun. Non-sexual strip club.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's very similar to the practice of orgasmic meditation.
Yeah, the girl's age, I'm sure.
Yeah, with the age, yeah.
Wow.
But Claremont Lounge, if you're not familiar, it's older women that are dancing and stripping, and, I mean, it's pretty vibrant in there, would you say, Ari?
Yeah, it's vibrant. Yeah, they'll give you strip lap dance, but only as, like, if somebody says, hey, here's $20, go give my friend a lap dance, and you gotta, like, suffer through it.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, they're, like, 60. They're 60-year-old women.
Yeah, I took a woman's pressure the whole time she was lap dancing on me. I had my fingers on her artery, making sure she was... okay.
Can I ask why?
I was nervous. I was honestly nervous for her because she had a dark look in her eyes and her cheeks felt kind of cold. And that's usually a sign you could be having a stroke. And I don't want to be that guy.
I really honestly think it's impossible. Nothing's impossible. It's close to impossible for me to love hearing you say anything more. I just like the way you talk. I like the way your brain works. Those are signs of her. I can just see some gorgeous chick giving you a lap dance while you're checking her pulse. And like, hey, your cheeks look kind of flush. That's a sign of a stroke.
Bitches,
it's also a sign of a cocaine overdose. Not a lot of strippers have strokes. Guys, real quick. Tripoli will be at Flappers tonight at 10. And Thursday, he's doing an MTV taping. At 2 p.m. So he said, if anybody's in L.A., message him on Facebook or Tinder or Instagram or Twitter or fucking any of those, Grindr, and let him know if you want to get on his guest list. I will be at the Melrose Improv tomorrow. I will be at the Melrose Improv Sunday. I will be at the Ice House Friday.
Nice.
And end of the summer, you and I are at La Jolla together.
We will be. First week of October, we'll be down. Last week of September.
Finger each other's clits and, like, don't come, but, like, jerk off each other right to the point. They're going to stop. And then, like, just hold it like the Quakers, like those Shakers used to do.
And then everyone at the condos, Tex and Shane. Tex Shane, hey man, you around later?
Shane's gonna be blowing up, dude.
I had questionable activities.
But did you guys ever have like a crazy mentor that you had to like deal with or like, you know, kind of deal with in your life at any point?
What do you mean?
Hakadosh Baruch Hu.
Of course. Who was it?
Hakadosh Baruch Hu, God in heaven.
Wow, what is that?
He's just the name, the Almighty.
Dang,
that's Lord. So that's your crazy mentor, is God in heaven?
Yeah, that's right.
What a fucking stupid answer that is to that question.
His image, so I was trying to live more in his image. Than
he meant like fucking. He meant like one-eyed Dave who talked with a limp who lived around the corner who used to give you Playboy magazines and you realized he was a schmuck. But no, not Ari. Yeah, my mentor was God in heaven, so suck it.
Dude, I remember doing a bunch of cocaine when I was first time. I used to work at this. I used to be a busboy in Tucson, Arizona.
What'd Shane think about this?
And this was way before I knew Shane, man. First time I ever did cocaine with a man, I walked in his place and this dude was doing cocaine and he picked his head up and one of his eyes was gone. I mean, his eye was gone before he started doing the cocaine, but he didn't have an eye.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never seen cocaine or somebody without an eye.
Oh, so it's a double whammy.
Oh, it was a double whammy, dude.
Yeah,
and
sure. You're one unicorn away from a hat trick.
And I was so nervous that if I did cocaine, like one of my eyes was going to go out.
Oh, yeah?
And
how old were you at the time?
Like, I was probably 15 or 16, okay. Yeah. I ended up eating a bunch of oranges and doing a couple of bumps with this older fella.
At the same time?
Back in the day, yeah, and I was scared.
Was that the first time you ever did cocaine? You were 15?
Yeah, and at the time I wish I hadn't done it, but I just, because I was just scared. It was just like a weird place. So.
Why did you do it if you were scared and didn't want to do it?
Because
like peer
I did peer pressure.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's always the case for everybody.
And this was
that's the only times I've done it. Full on peer pressure. Once I was in Seattle with the waitress of a club that's no longer there. And she was like, come on, you want to do it? I was like, I mean, there's no she wasn't even like, you really should do it.
Right.
The peer pressure, it's barely anything.
Right. Yeah. See, I had done it enough that like the first four or five times peer pressure. And it's not even peer pressure. I'm talking about peer pressure to a man in his 30s.
Right.
I'd never done cocaine until I was in my 30s. In my entire life. And all of it. You know, you're talking about, well, you grow up, you mature, peer pressure doesn't apply. You know, have about five or six Jack and Cokes, be with a totally hot chick that you want to kick it with, and her pull out a couple lines of cocaine and tell me you're going to be like, you know what, I'm going to abstain from that.
Why Painter started drinking.
I'm just going to text Shane and walk away.
Painters?
And he goes, yeah, okay.
What kind of painters? Like construction workers?
Who?
No, he's talking about James Painter, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, Jim Painter, the comedian. Oh, you didn't know Painter.
I thought you said painters.
No.
No. But, like, that's all it is. They go, hey, you can have some. You don't have to, but if you want some, you can have some. You're like, oh, okay, peer pressure, I have to.
Yeah.
You know? It's not even like they're really – it's in the movies and stuff, it's always like, come on, don't be a nerd.
Yeah.
Do it with us.
Did it enough, though, that it, like, it's attached itself. It's removed itself away from my peer pressure thing, and it's like – completely attached to my addicted brain. Where like we were talking about this before. There were certain bars. Do you remember? Now it's called the Pikey. What did that used to be called?
Oh yeah,
Coaching Horses.
Coaching Horses.
Remember?
Yeah.
Cat and Coaching Horses.
Coaching Horses.
Yeah, remember Coaching Horses? That used to be a big Coke bar, and I could go to Coaching Horses like a year or two ago. And just sit down in there and have to take a shit.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Just because going in there made my body think I'm about to get cocaine.
Wow.
Wow.
There's certain people I would see and be like, oh, shit. Like, just those looks.
Literally.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, the sight of these people makes my body go, we're about to have cocaine.
Yeah. That's like a booty. Yeah, it's like a booty diuretic, man.
Cocaine. That's so weird.
I haven't done that in a long time.
But I agree.
I used to walk into the Comedy Store. If I would go home, visit my family, wouldn't smoke cigarettes at all, and then I'd be like, oh, cool, I'm off it. As soon as I walked into the store, I'm like, give me a cigarette.
Yeah. That's that association.
I'm taking a self-imposed time out from that place for a while.
Are you?
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to start hanging out at the Improv a lot more. Just, I mean, I'm not getting a lot of spots there, and it's like I go there on Mondays and I hang out, and then I don't get up, but I'm like, oh, wow, I've been here for 5 hours. I accomplished zero.
Right.
other than watch everybody drink and smoke pot and fucking a bunch of girls I wouldn't want to fuck even if it was an option.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, do fuck them.
Yeah, and then you go, like, why did I just fuck somebody that 19 of my friends have already fucked?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I it's just not the kind of way, it's not how I want to live right now.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to, like.
Good for you, man.
You know, I texted Shane, we talked about it, and.
hey, I'll give you his number, dude. Nah. Shane's there, bro.
Everybody's got a Shane.
But I agree, there's like a peer pressure light, kind of.
Like, yeah. That's like, the most of it, though, isn't it?
It's acceptance. It's, I want to be accepted by either you or this group or these people. I want to be accepted.
That's why Madonna started talking in a British accent.
Really?
Yep. Probably same shit.
Probably same thing, man.
It's true, huh?
She's like, I want to fit into this whole thing. I'm sick of sounding like an outsider or feeling like an outsider just because I don't talk like I'm smarter than you.
Right. Well, the British, I feel like, I mean, I am.
This will be good.
I don't like the British.
I knew it was going to go somewhere
they
awesome.
They should go extinct.
And well, here's the problem is, like, white people, like, I'm a white guy, right? And you guys are white. Everybody's white, and it's like, white guys get blamed a lot for racism and slavery, and everything's against white people. But the British, black people should be beating the fuck out of the British every day.
Yeah.
Every day. And it's okay with me.
Yeah.
You know what the British did that was really smart when they colonized Africa?
Hmm.
Instead of what we do when we colonize a country, Afghanistan, Iraq, we go in there, and we're there. And we're the face of their enemy now. So they don't want to overthrow their government. They want to overthrow us. So then they can overthrow their government. So what the British did is they went into Africa and they took Indians, like from India, who they also colonized, and they go, okay, you guys are the managers now in Africa.
Wow.
So the people that Africans hated were the fucking Indians. And they were like, hey, we're working for them too.
Right.
So they just didn't have anyone to hate.
Wow.
Brilliant.
That is brilliant, dude. Yeah, well, I mean, then I think that these brothers got to start attacking, I think, some of these Indians and some of these Brits.
Now, what would you rather get rid of, turtles or the British?
Oh, I feel like the British are the turtles of humanity.
I can't even imagine what he would think of a British turtle. I don't even want to bring that up.
I'm out.
Let me say something, and then okay. Now, let's say you're swimming. Let's say you're in Maui or something. You're swimming, and so like a giant turtle, and it's a moment of like, oh my God, there's a giant turtle, and he's fucking right next to me.
Right.
Now replace that with like a giant British dude.
Ooh.
You're snorkeling, some bright British dude comes by.
Drinking his tea underwater, nice. Drinking that underwater tea they love so much. Yeah. That scuba tea.
Okay, you're right. Let's keep the turtles then.
Oh, okay, yeah. Wow.
Brits are out, dude.
All right, then the Brits are gone.
And they're taking all our jobs, dude.
Is that what's happening now?
Well, I read an article that said like 40% of actors I don't know if it was television or film, one or the other, are Australian. And Australians are just Brits via satellite, really.
That's, God damn.
They're just like Brits. Distant Brits.
It runs through my whole body like electric shock how much I love some of your theories.
Well, they are fucked up.
Theories. I'm going to call them theories.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that, dude. And the irony is that Mel Gibson beat not only the Brits in The Patriot, but he also, did he beat the Australians in Gallipoli? Or was he an Australian?
I don't even know what movie that was.
But that's interesting if he beat both of them.
Why is that interesting now? Because he's...
Just because I feel like they need to be held accountable for some of this shit, dude. Like, fucking, just because I'm from Louisiana, every time or from the South, or if you're from Indiana.
I am.
He beat the Brits twice.
Yeah.
He beat him in Braveheart and that Patriot one.
Yeah.
Where he was like a settler. What one was that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Patriot.
The Patriot.
And
the
Braveheart.
Patriot and Braveheart. Both times he beat the Brits. Yeah,
that's
we'll
awesome.
Give him a pass on that Jew shit.
Yeah, he gets a pass.
It's all right.
And brothers should really be embracing Mel Gibson. I think the black community has not embraced Mel Gibson to the level that they should.
I can see that.
And I don't know what black people are they doing other shit? They're like Ty Dolla Sign. They're following all this other shit, you know? And I also don't think that Birdman, I think Birdman's going to end up killing somebody after that Charlemagne the God thing that happened.
Who's Birdman, the basketball player?
He's a rapper. And he went in on the Breakfast Club the other day, and they, like, caused a bunch of grief. But it's like the new versus old. It's like you see these, like, new, like, guys who were like, they're gangsters on Twitter, but Birdman was a gangster in the streets. Like, I don't know if you can fuck with these old schoolers, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Those dudes, they ain't got nothing to lose. They're over it all.
Yeah, it used to be like you would brag if you're a rapper, wouldn't brag about you brag about how many times you got shot and shit. Your actual right. street cred.
All right, you want to take a call?
Yeah, okay.
828, where is that?
828, wait, I think I know that. Austin, Texas?
Let's find out. All right, I'll bring you right back. You are on the Punch Drunk PetTSI Celebrity Call-In Line. Who is on this call?
Put some respect on my name, boys.
Cousin Jeb. This is Ari's cousin Jeb.
Respect on my name, baby.
Ari, since you're Jewish and probably good with business, I'm trying to get a rip start or Kickstarter, wherever hell that shit's called.
Hang
and
on.
Leo, you got some swag and a parted face. You can probably help me out, too. And I'm totally cool with just mouth, too, boys.
You got it.
Now, just so you know, are you still there, Jeb?
Oh, yeah, I'm here, boys.
Hang on.
Yeah, man, we'd love to probably give you some advice. I would definitely start with Ari because I'm not dumb, but I'm not also super smart.
Well, hell, the main thing I want is just some pussy, so it's really not that complex, you know. Hell, I'm just, we're coming up on a decade here soon, boys, so.
A decade since you've gotten
like
pussy?
A little pinata party or something, hell.
Oh, you're coming up on a decade since you ran across a little bit of low hole, huh?
Oh, boys, we're talking about any kind of action, hell. I've just been beating off so long, hell, it just kind of feels weird now, and I seen that flashlight makes one of them things called a quick shot or something where you can put it on there and it's like an assisted hand job. I'm thinking about investing one of them now.
No, I don't think you need to do that, brother. And but I will say that I think that one thing you can certainly do for yourself is you need to quit ejaculating, man.
Why do you think that, Theo?
You got to save up that. Because, look, I'll tell you this, dude. If you go out and shoot a gun every day, after a while, that gun ain't going to give a fuck when you take it out of the box, okay? But if you hold on to that gun, man, you let it just warm up every now and then eventually, if you're not shooting that gun yourself, that gun is going to call into your brain and say, look, man, I need to get out of here and shoot something. So that's what I'm saying, man. If you don't masturbate, you will find your way out to some real women, dude. You're killing your vibe by jerking off all the time.
I know what it is. I got to figure it out. Hell, I was brought up to deer hunting stuff, and I just ain't shot one. It's so long. Hell, I guess I just need to go kill me a whitetail or something.
Yeah, and you can date any kind of girls. These days, man, you can date anybody, and, you know, people aren't going to look at you different at the mall. It doesn't matter if she's a whitetail or an Indian or whatever. But the thing is that you can find a good woman out there, and I think you got to save up that gumption, dude, because if you're blowing all your gumption into your pillowcases at the house and watching X Games and shit, then you're not going to have that virility running through your veins. You're not going to get out there and really chase some serious leg, you know?
You're saying you need it to
hell,
get off the couch.
I'll save up this gumption for a while, Theo. Hell, what's up?
Okay, so you've been saving it up for a while. Well, then what do you think your problem is with actually scoring some leg then? I mean, what is your real...
Oh, no, I'm trying to get some. I guess if you're going to call it leg, I'm trying to get some from you. You know, you down there from Louisiana, hell, you ain't that far away from me. Hell, we can kind of meet in the middle or something.
Meet in the middle of what? What are we going to do, talk about pussy at a Hardee's?
I'm wanting to play tummy sticks with you.
Oh, buddy, man. Well,
yeah.
Look. No, not yeah.
Yeah. Oh, just saying. Maybe.
Yeah, I'm out, man.
Fun.
I mean, I'm not into homosexual activity. I mean, maybe when I get older, you know. But I want to have a wife and kids and everything way before that. So
that's kind of the way I am too. You know, I do want to get some pussy before I get into that weird kind of nefarious shit. I had to put that off too because I ain't really got shit going. I just got put on Seroquel today too, so I got to keep my shit together, anyways.
Yeah, you definitely sound like you, I think you need to get to the church, man, to be honest with you, bud. I know that's kind of...
Well, I watch Joey Diaz a good bit, man.
There you
I
go.
Get my church in, I get it in a good bit, man, hell. Now, if you're talking about, you know, Jesus and stuff, I used to try to holler at this one bitch that, she wasn't a bitch. She was my buddy's sister and stuff, and I used to go to Sunday school and everything, try to get that pussy, but I never did.
Well, maybe you need to get back out there, not to Sunday school, because you're obviously an adult now, but I think, you know, milling around the church and maybe letting the Lord in your veins a little bit, maybe you'll find a good woman, man. But also, dude, I would never take advice from me, man, and that is a God's honest truth.
I know, man. Hell, I just, hell, the highlight of my life now is, hell, every once in a while I'll go to Hardee's or somewhere and, you know, place a regular order, and then at the end just tell them I want a side fellatio or something just to shake up my life a little bit. It's just got pretty fucking shitty here lately, boys. I don't hear Tebow and Ari on here, too. Y'all coming out?
I'm trying to get Ari back on. I accidentally kicked him off here, and so I'm trying to dick with that. But I just want to make sure I heard this correctly. Your highlight of your life now is going to Hardee's, ordering some fast food, and then asking for a side of what?
Fellatio.
Okay, just want to make sure I heard that right.
They say blowjob, but they usually get pissy. I used to do that back when I was younger, but hell, sometimes they called the cops on me and shit, but hell, I'd usually go a couple counties out that way. I didn't have to worry about it.
Dude, you honestly sound kind of like you need to get your life together, I think.
Well, see, I'm wanting you to help me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I cannot help you, man.
Maybe you could meet him somewhere and help him.
I'm not meeting this fucking dude anywhere, man. No offense, bro, but there's not a fucking chance in hell I'm ever meeting this fucking creep who just called into a computer. There's not a chance, bro. No offense, bro.
Don't talk shit about me. Hell, it's pretty good, too. I was going to compliment you. If you're going to keep down to me now, you're going to make me, well, you know, I wouldn't. You know, do something bad, but, you know, I got more, you know, got more shit going on than to do that. I got to keep it going. Theo, I don't know the hell. You just got me all mixed-minded here, boy.
Mixed-minded? Well, dude, I mean, you're offering, you know, homoerotic deals over the internet and everything and over phone lines, and I think you got to get up
no,
and...
No, I'm not offering. This is legit shit, Theo. I mean, I'm just wanting you to tell me, like, where at the meeting point you're trying to meet at.
What?
Well, you, Theo.
Oh, good. Ari's back. Ari, you're
Theo and cousin Jeb. Yeah, I know. I'm trying to. I'm sticking with this. I might have to wait till the next tour. What about that?
This guy sounds.
What are you talking about?
Well, cousin Jeb wants to meet up with Theo and maybe talk about life, and maybe
it's a good match.
Maybe he can help him out with some things. And
yeah.
Theo seems like it's a maybe.
No, it's a no. It is definitely a no. I don't ever want to meet that guy. I actually don't even...
Just put on that rubber glove.
No. No. See, and that's the thing. I would do service. I would help people out. But this guy needs to help himself out.
Let's see if this works. All right, I don't know how I can get this camera going now. It seems to not want you on motherfucking camera. I don't know why. All right, let me try to call you right back. Call me right back, Ari.
Okay.
All right, thanks. This fucking guy.
This gang.
You haven't lost me yet, though.
I'm about to. There you go. now, I want to talk. Well, I'll wait till we get Ari back on this, because in the sports world, we've lost.
Muhammad Ali, is he dead or not?
Muhammad Ali's basically dead. He's not dead, but he's pretty much dead. Kate Upton
died.
She basically did die because she's now engaged, and now we can't bang her.
I never thought Kate Upton was hot. Actually.
She wasn't your cup of tea, huh?
Nope.
Well, Ari's gonna agree with you, because Ari's argument that Kate Upton, at the ripe age of 25-ish, 24-ish, past her prime, too old.
Yeah,
that's Ari's argument.
Well, she's cute, and cute doesn't age well. Cute doesn't age well. Like a girl that's cute, that doesn't age well.
Yeah,
and I just she just didn't do it for me, man.
Okay,
she didn't do it for me. I think that she's I'm sure she's a great girl. She just doesn't do it for me.
Why is this?
What's
your type?
My type. I'm into probably Europeans.
What if they're British?
Mixed girls, British.
Okay.
So not all Europeans.
Okay.
Hashtag not all Europeans.
Yeah, not all Europeans. Maybe redheads. I mean, I'm mostly pretty much into pretty much pussy, I think.
See what I did wrong.
And I'm, you know, I mean, who knows? Oh, there he is. What up?
I see what I did wrong now. Now I've learned.
It's all right. Learning curve.
Yeah, man, we're out here.
We're talking about Kate Upton got engaged.
To who? A fucking hamburger?
Verlander.
Yeah.
Verlander.
Justin Verlander?
Yep. Isn't that right? That's, yep. That's the one who had the video, the all their, when her sex tapes got released, that was all his cum on her back.
What? Wait, wait, wait. When did he win his Cy Young?
I have found the.
I'll look it up.
A while ago. Yeah.
That's when he should have been with Kate Upton. That Kate Upton and that level of Verlander. Not now Verlander.
She's like 24.
What?
She's like 24 years old.
Yeah, MILF, man.
This guy with the MILF talk.
Bro, cute.
I'm telling you, she's not as good as she was. We all know that now.
I agree.
Probably. Probably. She might have peaked at 22, but she still ain't nothing to fuck with.
Cute doesn't age well, and I don't think she's attractive. She never did it for me.
Have either one of you banged somebody hotter than Kate Upton?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, she wasn't Kate Upton. She didn't have the name.
Maybe Theo has. Maybe Theo has. I mean, he was on an MTV show for a while. That's probably
true.
Some, like, a lot of 22-year-old hot puss probably came along the conveyor belt.
I can't even remember the puss.
This guy, Ari Shaffir, I don't know, bro.
I've seen Ari running around with some legit broads here and there.
Kate Upton's legit?
But if you don't think Kate Upton's legit,
yeah,
then...
That's true. I guess it's an opinion-based thing.
She never did it for me.
She had a big fat face. She had almost Korean face without the eyes.
Yeah, that's true. She had better. She had American eyes on a Korean face. That should
she
be
was
a new
American
song.
And Korean.
Yeah.
Kate the Gook Upton. Is that Vietnam? Which one's Vietnam?
That's Korea.
Vietnam.
Yeah,
that's Vietnam. That's also Tunnel Rats. Also.
Justin Somebody... Verlander, Rookie of the Year 2006, Cy Young, and MVP. 2011.
Ooh.
What was that?
6 years ago. 5 years
that
ago.
He should have been with Kate Upton. That's 6 years ago, Kate Upton.
5 years ago. Well, they were together five years ago.
Oh. Are they been together this whole time?
I mean, he's been, those sex tapes that were leaked like 2 or 3 years ago were from 2 or 3 years prior to that.
How long are the tapes?
No, it's mostly just like.
Images?
Like, yeah, Like, they cracked her phone. Somehow they cracked her phone or his phone or something. And they got like a bunch of images of like, you know, like shit she had sent him, like, hey, here's a picture of me out of the shower. And then they had a couple of, like, she had some, like, cum on her back.
Well, yeah. Who doesn't? In Hollywood?
That's true.
They started dating in 2011.
Oh,
and
wow.
She is 23 years old.
She's 23, Ari!
Wow.
Wow, that did go sour fast. I mean, I agree with you guys. That sour fast.
God.
Bro, at 28,
I would love nothing more than some of that fast, sweet sour.
When did she hit? At 18? 17?
Yeah.
She was like 18 when she was on.
I'm going to look up a picture of Kate Upton now.
Oh, yeah, I bet it's just fucking horrifying.
Yeah, I bet she just looks like someone who's like makes strudels.
You know who ages good? Is that girl. Who is Charlize Theron ages good?
Yeah, she ages good.
Oh, yeah, she's hot. Short girls age better.
She's
too.
Like our age, or maybe even older.
Jennifer Love ages well.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Julia Roberts is my favorite, and Gina Davis. I really have a
You have a type, right? There's all three of those in a way. Similar kind of thing.
Tall brunettes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the 2012 Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, for sure. She was on top of the world. But this one at 216, I mean, she's just pretty, man. She's just pretty. She's not as hot as Mickelson's wife.
As whose wife?
Mickelson.
Yeah, Mickelson's wife's pretty warm, bro.
She's got big arms.
Oh, dude, she has leg arms, bro. Dude, I met a girl. I went to community college, dude, and I met this girl. And I'd never met someone from, like, another country before.
What?
Yeah.
How old are you at the time?
I think I was, like, 19, right?
I think I was, like, 37.
This girl was from another country.
Which one?
I don't know.
Hope not England.
I couldn't guess which one. No. Like, kind of one of the brown ones. And but like sand brown, not like diamond brown. And so she had a shawl on when I met her, and I was like, wow, this is the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. We're gonna meet up for lunch in like a week at school again, and I was fired up, bro.
Yeah.
So that day I set out, I got like a picnic blanket and everything. I went to the school a little early for lunchtime, laid out my blanket, had maybe a little, snuck a little champagne in a thermos there,
mm-hmm.
You know, ready to really make things really comfortable and good and positive.
Yeah, you're ready to put on your finger and mitten and then get your fucking ready to get in there.
I was ready to have to text Shane later. You know what I'm saying?
You're just hey, Shane, be on standby.
So, she shows up, and she had a shawl on, and she took it off, and she had leg arms, bro.
Okay.
Arms that were bare, like, probably did not fit in the mold of arms.
She had knees for elbows.
Oh, dude, she had... She could have worn shoes on her hands, and I would not have said a thing about it.
Yeah, you'd have just been like, you're winning every cartwheel competition ever.
Yeah, she could have been like, Jay's on my hands, Jay's on my hands, and I wouldn't have said a thing. Like, arms that were just beyond... Her arms were bigger than her legs.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's nutty.
It was alarming. That's mm-hmm. a pun.
That's really nutty.
Well, and it just broke my heart, dude, because I never realized that people could have features like that. You know, I mean, I have like a big nose, kind of big ears, and like I'm kind of like thin-eyed, and one of my eyes is a little smaller than the other one, and one of my shoulders doesn't work as good, and my ribs don't go down as far as they should.
What does that mean? What does that even mean? I want to explore that.
My rib, I got kind of like a shallow cage, they call it.
Who calls it that?
I don't know. Yeah, who says that? I've never
My doctor used to say that. And he used to say I had a cat heart. I had a, I had a heart that was more of a size of like a big cat's heart.
I can't even stand it.
I did.
I can't even stand it. You had a doctor.
I had a shallow cage and a cat heart in me.
So,
that's what he said.
Oh, man, I love it. I got to rewind it. So you had a doctor who told you, hey, man, you got a shallow cage, man. Also, you got the heart of a cat.
He said I had a heart that was smaller and resembled more of a cat's heart.
A cat's heart is the very,
a big
very
cat.
Small. Oh, like a
lion. Oh, big, if it's a big cat. Oh, you mean like a lion?
No. Like a largest house cat you could probably get.
This is the best thing.
Theo Vaughn.
I'm serious,
lion
man.
Lion heart.
I've ever fucking heard.
And my basketball coach used to tell me I had the heart of a lesbian on defense. That's what he told me.
What does that mean? You got a heart?
I think that's... Positive.
He just said I had the heart of a lesbian when it came to defense. I think it means you're aggressive and kind of a cunt and you look good in a vest. I think that's what it means.
I don't think that's a compliment.
I don't know if it was or not. I'm going to have to ask him, Mr. Steve.
Unless you were playing women's basketball like Ari does.
I'm going to text him and ask him.
I did for a long time.
Ari, now when they said you had the heart of... You know Ari played for Maryland's women's team?
No, you didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I was a practice player. Yeah. 3 days a week. Recently, week I ran with those bitches.
Was it awesome?
They were just practicing. They were just practicing.
Good runs. They were. Yeah. They were better than me. Most of them. Some were my level.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So Ari's coach also told him he had the heart of a lesbian, and that was coming from a woman that had the heart of a real lesbian.
Were there any hotties on the team, Ari?
No.
Yeah, there was one girl I was really into.
What was her name?
Michelle, maybe.
Did she date brothers only?
Megan or Michelle? She transferred away, but man, I wanted to ask her out so bad.
Why didn't you? Did. Just because you were shy at the time in your life?
Yeah.
You didn't have the confidence that a cable television show gives you?
Yeah. And then did you ever... Bogdanovich, she was 6'9".
Ooh. You hooked up with her?
Well.
No. Yeah, but yeah.
You hooked up with her?
Well, you just can't say what happened.
Yeah, you can.
She probably died of an enlarged heart. What was her name again?
Probably.
I heard she had the heart of a hamster.
Dude.
But like a big hamster, like not like the kind of hamster that like the kind of hamster like a biggest house hamp you can
like
find.
a show hamp,
like a blue ribbon hamp.
Yeah,
basically for my knee.
Oh wow!
Well, and thank him for putting on some boxer shorts.
Yeah, see? Ari's belt got some pants.
That was Ari's belt got some curtains. Now, how do I do this?
Dude, thank you guys so much, too, for having me today, man.
Whoever just...
What are you doing, Ari?
He broke his foot, dog.
It's still broken. I forgot.
I think he's doing all the... are you still doing physical therapy?
Yeah, but not right now. I'm just elevating. I always forget to elevate, so I'm just elevating right now, and then I'm putting this ice on it. My ankle. Not my knee. My ankle. And so, just so it, like, puts the swelling down a little bit.
All right, I've been... I got some nice DMs from Nicky Gall.
Nick who?
Why are we getting feedback?
Nicola Gall?
Is that your...
Our fighter?
Yeah, Mickey Gall.
Our fight correspondent?
Yeah, and he said he's going to have like another fight announcement pretty soon, so we'll blast that on Punch Truck.
Yeah, I know what it's going to be. The fucking CM Punk is never fighting in the UFC. That's what it's going to be.
It'd be so great if he beat that fucking guy's ass.
He's never going to fight.
Yeah.
You guys love wrestling?
I don't really care for it.
I like it okay. I've gotten more into it lately.
Mm-hmm. Have you gotten into wrestling?
Yeah, a little more. I finally realized it wasn't just like white garbage entertainment. It was like actually like it's pretty fun. It's pretty.
I mean,
fun.
I'm sure it's fun. Yeah. I just don't have. It's like to me, it's like oh, you got to have time to get into another reality. Like I just don't have time for another.
It's better
show
than Better Call Saul. I think it's better than Better Call Saul.
Really, you I like so? Better Call yeah. Saul.
You don't like Better Call Saul?
I don't like it as much as I thought. Love, I like. Have you seen Love on Netflix?
No, I haven't Paul seen Rust it yet. That's Paul Rust.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I love him.
It is so amazing. He's so awkward in it. You almost have to pause it sometimes. He's so awkward.
Good. I love him. Really? I'm so happy that he got something.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
We've been doing
well deserved.
All right, we got to take another call here. Let's see if I can do this right. Geez, add to
not
group.
Not that dude again.
Yeah.
There we go. All right, can you see me? Are we working out? Welcome to Punch Drunk. Who do we have on the line? Hello, are you there?
I don't think you added them.
Yeah, I did.
Who are they?
We'll remove you from the group. Who knows? But let's try this. Welcome to Punch Drunk. Who do we have?
Hey, bro. John Smith, bro.
Hey, John Smith, bro. Now, don't I still owe you, Ari and I both owe you a fly swattering?
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. You still owe me a fly swattering. But I don't know how that's going to happen.
I just got a new fly swatter. I just got a new fly swatter the other day, and bro, and it's got your name all
man.
Over
yeah.
it.
It's fly season, bro.
It's got your name all over it, dude.
Yeah, Clem City.
When can you come to the store or improv or wherever and have me and Ari just light you up like a fucking Christmas tree?
Well, I don't know. Next time Ari comes to L.A., I guess that'll be the day. Right?
Okay, Ari, so when are you back so we can whip this guy on a bare chest and his bare back?
May 15th through the 23rd. 5th, but I don't know what nights I'll be at the store. Probably.
Okay. So like middle of May, like in a month, Ari will be out here, and then we'll get to take a fly swatter and literally just welch you up front and back.
Yeah, maybe put some Bengay on it to
get that dick out.
I don't know why that just happened, but you're good over here, right?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
What's up, John Smith, bro? What are you calling about other than the punishment that you have to take?
I didn't listen earlier, but did you guys talk about Amir Khan and what he was saying about MMA?
No. What did Amir Khan say about MMA? I know he has that big...
I know he said it while he was hugging somebody for 10 rounds.
No shit.
He said that he could walk into the octagon and knock out anybody in his weight class, no problem.
No problem. What if they lead... God, on the way down, what if they lead on their knees?
I don't think that... I mean, I'm not arguing that Amir Khan could come into the UFC and it... whatever weight class he's fighting at, probably be the best striker, at least with your hands, in that weight class. Like, but he's fucked in every other which way that there is.
He means like punch for punch, he can knock anybody out.
He's like, anybody in my weight class in the UFC, if you want to box me, I'll beat you. Probably.
Now he's basically saying he can come in and be the champion, like right now.
He's wrong. Yeah,
and we should do it.
I don't know if this is just publicity for the fight this weekend against Canelo.
Probably,
he's also trying to get into like MMA management and stuff like that. But I don't know.
Dude, that's all it ever is.
Fucking ridiculous.
That's all it ever is. They ask him a question like, "How would you do?" And what's it called? And he go, "I fucking dominate." And then people go, "Can you believe he said that?" He said it without even thinking twice.
Of course.
He just made a statement. Everybody makes it the biggest deal in the world.
Everybody's looking for clickbait, and everyone's looking for a statement. Everybody wants something to be like, hey, say something outlandish so I can write an article about it, then people will click on it, then my boss will be cool, and I can keep working here.
Yep. And it's going to keep happening. If you vote for Hillary, you're going to get more of the same.
So. This is a what?
I said that wasn't like, it wasn't an interview question. He came out, and he's been running his mouth like, and you know, for a long time about it, saying that he could just walk in.
I mean,
Tyson Fury was saying about the heavyweight division, saying that he can just come in and knock out Kane and knock out Verdun.
Tyson Fury's not even going to win his next fight in his own sport.
But, like, what would happen? Exactly. Forget about the jiu-jitsu. What would happen when you're trying to close a distance on somebody, a boxer closing a distance, and then you just get, like, a front kick?
Yeah.
Right,
like
to the fucking
chest,
chin.
Or kick your knees. Like, how are you going to...
The distance is different, yeah. Exactly.
And you don't even know how to defend a front kick, because you're not even allowed to kick in your sport.
When John Jones is kicking at your knees, what are you going to do there? You
jump.
Can't punch.
Right.
You got to jump, kind of like in... Remember like in Castlevania, just that straight-up jump? And use your whip. That's what I would do, dude. Remember Castlevania, dude? Remember how they had it at the Pizza Hut?
Castlevania. I don't remember that one. I can't see you guys.
Yeah, huh?
That's the Vampire Slayer one, I think.
Yeah, remember that one, John, bro?
I would jump and then use my whip. That's fuck, man. You are just a fucking soundbite a second, Theovon.
Dude, I know a gay MMA fighter that's been training in, like a lot of gay places, and I heard he's fucking awesome, and he's about to take on the whole, like, scene. He's about to get out there. He'll be the first gay MMA guy.
The gay, really? Gay yeah. MMA? And they call that MM gay.
MM gay,
they
yeah.
They call that MM gay.
Dude, I had a guy approach me years ago about hosting this show. This was the show, right? It was called Fag Fist Fights, right?
And no
you
way.
Yeah, this is like 8 years ago. And you would go to...
But wait, before you get into this, I would like to say it rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, and this wasn't my idea.
Was like, it like bum fights, but it's like drunk people on
yes,
Santa Monica Boulevard?
It was like bum fights, but it was like at gay bars, and it was gay guys who would fight each other in a ring.
What's that, Ari? What's your problem?
I can't see you.
Right now, you can't see us?
Yeah.
I'm wearing,
How can you not see us? It says you can.
Really?
Yep.
It There's just something went like... off during that thing.
It's still off?
Yeah, it's just...
No, it should be back.
Anyway, go ahead. So, yeah, it's Theo.
And that was it. It was called, You know, I mean, that's what it was called. It was called Fag Fist Fights, and somebody approached me, a production company, about hosting where you would go to gay bars and gay guys would fight each other, and then they would make like kind of like a bum fights video out of it.
And who approached you about this?
Some guy, production guys, a couple of – one guy was Italian and I think a little Jewish guy too.
Uh-huh. Wow. I remember one time like I was just like hanging out and like – Theo and I are involved in a text thread that's been going on for a very long time. And you're like, hey, guys, I'm hosting this, like, weird, like, dog thing.
Oh, yeah, I hosted a dog show over in Venice.
He's hosting some weird dog show in Venice. And he's like, hey, there's nobody online on this thing right now. If you log in, you can watch me hosting this dog show. And you can win some Beats headphones or something
like
that.
Did you win?
So I put in. All right, can you still not see us?
My whole player's gone.
But he can hear us, though.
I mean, we can see you.
And this, yeah, man, but I denied it. I turned it down. You know, I just felt like that was just a step in the wrong direction.
That seems like a good move.
For humanity, yeah.
The gay fighting thing? Yeah. Well, of course.
But it's who wouldn't want to watch a couple of gay guys fight at a bar?
I'd like watching anybody fight anywhere. One of the biggest rabbit holes is, like, YouTube bully gets what's coming to him.
Yeah.
It's that by the time I'm done watching them, I'm like, man, I could shave. Like, I kind of have a beard right now after
yeah.
that. Like, it's like 3 hours later.
Mine is the when the Marine dad returns home and the kid gets surprised at school.
Oh, those are the ones you like?
Oh, hits me every time, dude. Every time.
Oh, I like the dog likes the Marine coming back, too.
The dogs go crazy.
That's like, I like that more than the kids. I mean, the kids need the dad.
Yeah, that's true.
The dog just likes the dad.
That's
He's
a good
like,
point.
Hey, man, I missed you, man. Where you been, buddy? The kid's
Where
like,
you
hey.
You're my best friend.
I can't go to college without you.
Yeah, I agree, man. But I've gotten some weird job offers over the years. Yeah, I hosted that dog. They had dogs. You could bet on the animals online, and the animals would do different games and stuff.
Oh.
The dog thing that I saw?
Yeah.
Yeah, so then Theo's like, so it's like, I'm like, when I'm watching online, I'm just laying in bed and I'm trying, cause he's like, we're trying to set up this like scam so I win all the prizes cause he's like, hey, ain't nobody even on this, man. If you just sign up, you're going to win like a television and a Beats headphones and like a Jeep and all kinds of, you know what I mean? So I'm like, oh shit, cool. Let me sign up to this thing. It's like me and some guy named Carl are the only ones watching this fucking thing.
And Carl won, huh?
Yeah, sure as fuck did. So I have a 50-50 chance of winning, and this Carl dipshit wins everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's Theo with all these puppies, and he's like, what's your little name? Oh, Mr. Pickles. Uh-oh. And then this dog starts smelling Theo's pockets, and Theo goes, uh-oh, hope you ain't no drug dog.
Well, I remember when they brought the drug dog in school, and I just remember, like, they kept smelling everyone, and I asked the teacher, I was like, but can the dog smell if we are currently high? That was my biggest fear. They're like, where's the weed? You'd be like, in my brain.
Yeah. It's coursing through everything inside of me.
Dude, I remember.
Can the dog tell if I just had a champagne lunch in between English class with some chick that had legs for arms?
Oh, they were big. This, dude, so sometimes what gets me even more recently, I had an experience recently with some of the bathroom attendants, right? So I go in the bathroom. I was up in Tacoma doing some shows. I go in the bathroom afterwards, and I'm in the shitter, and the other shitter's broken, right? It had a sign on the door, broken. So this dude, I go in there, and I go in the toilet, and the black dude, who's there's a black man working in the bathroom, and he's like, he bangs on the door, and he's like, hey, bro, you good? And I was like, just I'm in there, you know, shit, and going number two, and I'm like, yeah, I'm good, man. And he's like, all right, bro, I got you, bro. And I'm like, what do you mean I got you, you know? So then somebody comes in the door, like, a minute later, and, like, kind of jubbles on the handle of the shitter that I'm in, the little stall. And the black dude's like, hey, don't bug him. He's with me. That's what the fucking black bathroom attendant says. Right?
What?
And I can't even tell you what this guy looks like, right?
Right.
But now I have a fucking, like, a shit bouncer, yeah. Right?
You got a shit wingman.
So anyway, I get out of there, dude, and the guy's, like, staring me down for a tip, bro. Like, he was like, and I gave him. I gave him $2. You know, I got hustled on that shit hustle.
Is there anything less valuable than the fucking bathroom attendant?
And it, to me, and I'm not going to say this in a racist way, it's always like a 84-year-old black guy in a fucking tuxedo that doesn't fit him good. It's always like a throwback to like 1940s movies, black guy.
Yeah.
Yep. He's like, here's a place for you to take a handsome shit, sir.
Yeah. It harkens
sure
to a time
would be nice if I could help you wipe your asshole, sir. And you're like, whoa, man.
Where are you shitting at, dude? No, no. In 1920?
That's what I'm saying. Take it easy, Bojangles. I'm just trying to take a piss here. Quit trying to sell me dentine. Quit trying to sell me dentine.
I don't know if it's that drastic, but I do know that it's
Have you seen a white guy bathroom attendant?
It's intense. Yeah, I've seen a couple.
Have you?
Some Latinos,
yeah,
but
I've
it
seen,
is
I must have seen that before, but
it's predominantly black, a black art. Right. It's a black art. And
it's the black arts.
And I will say that one time I was in there and the guy's like, it's bring your son to work day. It was like that national bring your son
stop
to work day.
Talking
no
about
way.
I
swear.
End your life right now if you're telling me the truth.
What? I swear to God.
You were going to take a shit somewhere and it was bring your son to work day and a
yeah, the guy had his son with
had
him.
His son sitting in the bathroom with him.
Yeah, it was like an Africa. It was a guy. This guy was actually from Africa, this blacker gentleman. And he,
blacker.
And he's like, this is my son here. It's bring your son to work day. And it was his
that's
son.
That's that New Orleans shit.
And his son, like, you know, gave me a couple of fucking mints on the slides. Son was a handsome guy, nice guy, dressed up in a tux. But it was definitely awkward. It's awkward as shit knowing there's a man and his son out there, you know?
Like, yeah. It's okay awkward to know anybody's out there. Why are you even in here? I'm perfectly capable of putting gum in my mouth and grabbing towels.
Yeah, but still, are you? Would you do it if he wasn't there?
Maybe, maybe not. But now I feel compelled to pay a guy for me to take a shit in that room.
There's a market for it, man.
Unfortunately,
it's called shitter's guilt. That's what it is.
So far, and we'll vote on him.
You have that, Ari?
I got a lot.
I have three. I have three options for names of this episode. Shitter's guilt is it's going to be up there. it's definitely up there. Ari.
Yeah.
You'll Clipper fall apart, and you win the big bet with the pubes.
That's right. Chipley's got to wear my pubes. That'll be happening on unless he backs out, unless he Shirkanians again. Really happening on May 24th. Chipley will be wearing we got to get some glue for his face, and he'll be wearing a beard full of our pubes. Me and you.
Now that'll be both of our pubes, right? So I got to start growing out some of these pubes because right now.
Some today. What are you bare right now?
I mean, I'm pretty close.
You going bare, dude?
Don't touch him, Teep. Don't fucking touch him.
So just let it go.
Let it go.
Okay. Fidget with them.
So we both get to shave our pubes, and then Sam
people
has to make,
me,
Sam has to make
me
a
like,
beard out of it.
Oh, you gotta like come straight from fucking somebody, or don't shower for like a week. And I'm like, guys, this is bad enough.
Yeah.
You don't need to make it a different thing. I'm not trying to do that. This is bad.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But I mean,
I'll probably shower that month.
you do bring up a good point. If there's any, I don't know, fans willing to be a part of this show out there, if you're an attractive young lady, and you would like to fuck both Ari and I right before, an hour before the show, and then we'll shave our pubes after that, I'm not going to shoot that down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't going to fuck no lady that got like, legs for arms.
Well, if she shawls up, she's fine.
Yeah, as long as you shawl up.
You got to take that shawl off.
You got to have your shawl game tight.
She had some fucking shoulder Cadillacs hanging off of her, brother.
Shoulder Cadillacs?
She had some arms, brother.
Good
job.
Dude,
I saw some good bag of bets. I'm going to find them. There's some good ones somebody suggested.
I think I'm going to take the bag of bets right now.
You can do gay chicken, man. That's a game we used to play when I was growing up.
What is that?
I talk about it in my special, which I'm just going to drop right now. It's on Netflix. You can check it out. No offense.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Streaming on Netflix.
And please give it 5 stars, everybody, because
what
a lot of you don't know is for some stupid reason, thank you, for some stupid reason, they really value the star thing.
Yeah,
and it really matters, like how many times it gets passed around and how many times it pops into others. So if you watch it, if you want to support the show, if you're a fan of Theo, if you're a fan of Sam Tripoli, Ari, or myself, watch Theo's special and please give it 5 stars when you do, because that really helps him out.
I'm going to give 5 stars right now.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Ari.
There you go, Ari. I already gave it 5 stars.
Thanks, Jay. And that goes for everything. Like, if there's a podcast you love, if you guys 5-starred, if you give it 5 stars or give it a review that's positive, that resonates so much with, like, whatever the production company is or whatever the establishment is. So that's the same for, like, you know, if you love This Is Not Happening, you want to go online and write a positive review. That kind of stuff resonates huge.
Yeah, they care about that shit. It's so weird.
They really do, because it's so rare that people do it. So they think that, like, there's almost like a they say, like, 1 out of 10,000 people actually do it. So if somebody does it, it just shows an overall number of how many people are actually, you know, viewing and watching and stuff.
Right.
But, yeah, so check that out. And 5-star Theo Von, no offense, on Netflix. And I'm going to tell you, what was I about to tell you guys about?
We were talking about, what were we just about to say?
Oh, a bet. Now, gay chicken.
Oh, yeah, you had a good gay chicken. Oh, yeah. What's gay chicken?
So gay chicken, it's like you and your buddy stand there, hold each other's penis, right? Okay. First one to let go is gay, right?
Right.
But
it sounds right, but okay.
If you get an erection, you're out.
Okay.
5 stars.
What? Who?
Thank you, bro.
What about
if you get an erection, you're out.
So
yeah.
You gotta hold. You're holding to see if the other person. It's basically whoever gets hard first loses.
Okay. What if I walk in hard?
Nobody ever did that.
That's the way I fucking like to cut. Because now it's like maybe team loses if he goes soft. Because I ain't going soft till I come, homeboy. Throw it upstairs. You know what I'm talking about.
I guess.
But
yeah, so that's a game, dude. And arm wrestling, that's old school, dude.
Chipley's never gonna agree to that bag of bets.
Yeah, that's true.
Listen, this guy, I found him. This guy put a couple of them.
Okay.
What do you think of this? Loser has to feed a cheeseburger to the other person with their mouth, baby bird style.
Ooh. Oh, that'll really make me throw up. That's actually one I probably could not do. But
really?
No, I mean, you guys can put it in. I'm going to throw up. That is something that would get me. Aaron?
We can't do that in here.
But why does the loser get to do it?
What can't we do in here? Throw up?
Throw up.
Ren, is easy to throw up in here.
Yeah. Oh, but since he's a star, he's allowed?
No.
Yeah, but he threw up a story.
I mean, we'll have
about
a throw-up bucket.
When did he throw up in here?
After he heard about that, he wasn't in a 9/11 building.
Wasn't that this studio he threw up, Ari, or was that the other one? Maybe he threw up
the other one. I think it was.
Yeah, it had to be.
We made Renazizi throw up twice, and then we locked the door so he can't get out. Renazizi has the weakest stomach. You can't tell him a story about a dog pooping without him having to throw up.
That's funny.
So every time we get Renazizi in, we always lock the door, and then I start telling, like, the most horrific stories that I – there's a couple – I know two – maybe, and I'm talking. You can't gross me out, dog.
Right?
You know me. I'll play.
Oh, you've been through the dark. Yeah,
I play the dark arts, dog.
Yeah.
There's two stories that I have heard in my life that can get me to gag while I'm telling the stories.
Mm-hmm.
Me. I tell these stories to Ren Azizi every time he's on the podcast. We set it up so he doesn't know, and then we lock the door. Mm-hmm. And then I just start telling the story, and he can't get out of the room. So then he just has to throw up.
Mm.
So we always get him a bucket and make him throw up on the show. So then so Aaron says that's a yes. So throw up on the show.
Throw up on the show. But here's my question, guys, is the why does the loser – I feel like the loser should be the one that gets fed too.
No, right. No, the loser – the winner feeds. The loser gets fed.
Oh,
but now
okay.
This guy suggested a three-way thing where it's two losers. You know, if we have a three-way bet where it's two losers feed it to each other.
Mm.
And the winner just watches.
That is strong.
So the winner is the only – You know what? And I do like this angle, Ari. A little bit more of Bag of Bets and all the fans that keep sending them to us. And Theo, just if you just want to have fun, just, you know, let's say you just make a bet. Just pull different things out of there and just for fun, see what you got. But if the fans want to keep sending us these, try to work more three ways in. Like the guy that wins is the only one that doesn't have to participate.
Okay, but here's
something.
The problem. How are we going to know? It's got to be a three-way bet. So we're picking out of the bag of bets.
Anal bleaching. First one he pulls out. That's a good one. You got to have your asshole bleached live on the show.
Oh, that's insane. I'm not doing that even at the house, man. But if I did, I would go with like a lavender color.
Wait, no. It's not an asshole
dyed.
Spray
you don't get a
painting.
Bleach and then dye. It's not like fucking hair color.
It's not an asshole.
Relax, bro.
Why lavender?
It's my asshole.
That's true. It is his asshole.
Maybe you get to pick what the other person's asshole color dye is.
Ari's asshole's already lavender. Yeah. It's about every color that there is.
Did you get bleached up?
Blood red. They call it blood red. Here's another one that I think you should put in right now.
Okay.
Well, I guess we got to wait for Sam.
No, we can put it in, and then – because what I've noticed has been happening a lot. We pull things out of here, and then all of us like, ah, oh, no, that's – I don't even know why we put it in. That's stupid. Draw another one. So if we draw one
yeah.
to somebody –
well, we got to take those out, I guess. So,
but
yeah,
that's –
guess...
I'm going to take this with me. I'm going to take all the bullshit ones out, and I'll put some good ones in, and, you know, we can always talk about them. But
here's the one that I see only Sam saying no to, but maybe.
Okay.
And this guy, by the way, this guy, Don Segundo, Ursinus on Twitter is his name. Loser – has to take the SAT test and post the results on social media.
Ooh. Wow. Now, we did the Wonderlic, and all of us did very poorly.
I love that one. That's a great one, because that's going to be miserable, because that's a long test.
That would be miserable. Can you take – oh, wow. And, you know, you haven't studied it. I mean, I'm sure none of us have done algebra in 25 years.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it's possible to get, like, sample copies of the SAT online for free
sure,
or whatever.
For sure.
All right. Sure. Oh, boy. I love that.
Yeah, I like that one.
Okay.
I think one is if you had children.
And you have to post the real results, like screenshot the results. Don't like be like, yeah, I got a 1287. No, you didn't. You got to screenshot it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I got a 70 in math and I got a 1, you know.
I mean, Tripoli's not even going to – he's going to – you start with 400, right? You start with 200 math, 200 science.
Something
I mean,
like
200
that.
200 math, 200 English.
What about you got to eat a jingle bell, man? That's a fun one.
What's a jingle
what?
Bell?
What
a jingle
mean?
Bell. You know, like a little Christmas ornament? You know what I'm talking about.
Like the little bell?
Yeah, like a little jingle
like
bell,
a little,
man.
Like an actual real jingle bell.
Yeah.
This isn't like some sort of euphemism for like dingleberries in your asshole
no.
or something.
No, a real jingle
a real,
bell,
real like
man.
Jingle bell. And you just
it'll rattle it. Inside of you. Yeah, my they had a guy in our town named Mr. Gerald who got shot with a shotgun and had a jingle bell in it. It got stuck in his cheek and it would ring a little. Like it would, not ring, whatever it's called, rattle, you know. You can hear it.
Who put a jingle bell in a shotgun barrel?
Well, the gun was in the closet where they kept all the Christmas stuff, and a bell fell down there.
And went right into the gun barrel.
Yeah.
And then somebody then shot this guy in the face.
On accident.
Of course. And then the jingle bell that was lodged in the gun went lodged right into his skull. And now every time he says no, it
lodged
sounds like Santa's
cheek.
Coming.
Lodged, yeah,
every
yeah.
time he says no, it sounds like Santa's coming.
Every time he gets like, well, when they play softball and he runs, he said he can really hear it. What happened was he was cutting grass, and someone of his own family member shot him. Thought he was picking mushrooms. Speak of, you know,
and what?
Mushrooms. And shot him with a shotgun.
Damn.
Wow. And they're like, hey,
do you have to call Shane if you do mushrooms?
No.
What is the line in the sand to pick up the phone and get in touch
when
with
I feel
The devil's presence?
Yeah, when I feel like I'm doing something that I know I shouldn't be doing. Like mushrooms I feel like is okay. That's something that I can kind of handle.
Why is masturbating on that list?
Because I just it's something that I've set out to say I don't want to do anymore.
You don't want to masturbate at all anymore? You don't want to be a masturbator or like a chronic masturbator?
I don't want to masturbate at all.
You never want to fucking just throw one out. You never want to throw one over the shoulder and start
your day.
Nope,
I just want to keep that little, you know, just that pride sauce in my body and carry it
around.
There's
been plenty of times like where like, I mean, classic example last night, I was going to be hanging out with somebody, potentially having like a discussion, like maybe a little bit of an argument kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just sitting there and I had like about 2 hours before, I always start talking to like people when I'm around them. I just started to sound like you. And I had about 2 hours to kill and I was like, man, maybe I'll just jerk off just like, mm-hmm. just to kill some time. Like I haven't beat off in like a day or two. Maybe I'll just get one, throw one over the shoulder real
quick. Did you do it?
And I didn't because I was like, I want to have my energy and my chi and my focus and that like maybe I might need to channel that anger.
Yeah.
Later, so I don't want to come in all relaxed and loosey-goosey. I want to have my focus so I didn't beat off.
Yeah. Smart. You can't be busting your chi spout all over
people
town,
don't know, women don't get how that, like we need that.
Women don't know what's going on anymore. Women are just attacking men and, like, verbally abusing men and beating men, and it's just, it's gotten out of hand, I think.
You think so?
It's gotten out of hand. It's almost like, let us be men. Don't make us into women.
Yeah, Eric Griffin.
I get that you don't want us to be offensive to you and stuff, but don't make us be women. Like, oh, you're just, your dicks are out, you're fucking sweating. It's like, yeah, man, that's what we enjoy.
Yeah, it's like, what do you want? Women don't want us anymore, dude. And I think, and that's why there's no way that I could vote for Hillary Clinton because I just feel like it is a step. They're going to eliminate us from the planet.
Well, then what do you vote for? Trump?
I mean, I think I would have to then. I mean, at that point, if it comes down to them two, I would rather Bernie. But what am I going to do? I'm not going to vote for that woman. I feel like she's barely even a woman anymore. And I don't trust her at
she's
all.
She's in the pocket of the government.
But you trust him?
She's in the pocket of, not the government.
He's
the big business.
Crazy.
He says whatever he wants. It's at least I know where he's coming from. Her, I don't know where she's coming from at all.
She does seem like she lies a lot.
Oh, she looks like a fucking liar, doesn't she?
I've seen back-to-back videos within a year and a half apart of her being like super strongly against gay marriage and it goes against the Bible to like 18 months later, the absolute opposite end of the spectrum. And you're like, man, I mean, both videos, you sound really convicted. Like your whole life you've been thinking this way. Like what else are you going to fucking flip-flop on?
I'm just over our whole system. I wish Trump and Bernie were mixed. I wish they had half of each of them were together, and or even half of Hillary and Bernie. But I just can't. And Bernie people are always like, vote Bernie. I'm like, well, fucking what? If it's not going to do any good, you know, leave me alone.
Right.
But I don't know.
Well, just Bernie the primaries, I guess.
Oh, I think it would be great if he could beat Hillary. I just don't know. I just feel like she's so in the system or so in the pocket, like you said, Ari.
Yeah,
I just don't think she's
the business. Like they won't let Bernie win. They
right,
won't let him win.
Right.
All right, we got a celebrity call, I believe, on the celebrity hotline. You're on the air with Theo Von, Ari Shaffir, and Fuckface. What's the word, Bird?
Hey, it's the champ, George St. Pierre.
GSP, you don't. Is everything okay,
you don't
George?
Sound great, man. You all right?
You don't sound good.
I saw my good friend. JCVD Van Damme has been hanging out with the Diaz brothers on Instagram.
I saw that. I saw about 40 people sent me a picture of what you say is now your best friend, Jean-Claude Van Damme. He's now hanging out with your number one enemies, the Diaz brothers.
I told my old best friend, David Loazzo, that we should take time off and see other friends.
Yeah.
And this is what happens to me. I put my heart out there and it gets stomped on by these pieces of shit from Stockton.
I don't know what you're going to do, GSP. Now, what is this going to affect your movie? Because aren't you guys working on a movie together?
There's been talk. My agent told me that they are considering reshooting all of my scenes with either Nick or Nate Diaz, which is troubling to my career.
From the movie Kickboxer, they're going to reshoot all of your scenes with the Diaz brothers.
It's not for sure, but there is talk, and now I'm hearing that Van Damme wants to produce a show where the Diaz brothers look for dinosaur bones, and it's very hurtful to me.
Huh. I can't even believe that that would even happen. You already have a fucking...
That is a backstab.
I mean, there's no way they're going
to
be...
I am the Boneyard. I want to put it out there right now. I will fight Van Damme anywhere in someone's backyard. I don't care where it is. I do better splits than Van Damme. I do more kitty litter than him. I do more ketamine. I am the real champion.
Computer spray. Don't forget the computer spray.
That's a little break for sure.
Now...
Ketamine's dangerous, guy. Mr. George?
GSP, would you fight Van Damme in a, like, one of those big, like, excavated, like, dinosaur, like, holes?
I will fight him in a dinosaur bone pit. I will fight him anywhere he wants. I am disgusted that he's hanging out with these degenerate pieces of shit.
How did they even get to be friends? Now, do you think this is the kind of thing where maybe Jean-Claude Van Damme isn't who you thought he was? Maybe he's just like all these fucking cunt women in the world that are backstabbing and climbing and just want to go right to the next fucking best thing and tell you that you're a fucking shitbag. Maybe he's kind of like that because he didn't think the Diaz brothers, they weren't even on his radar until Connie Mack got beat. And now they're like, oh, I better hang out with these guys.
And they are using him. They are just trying to hurt me.
Yeah.
But I was bullied as a kid for liking dinosaurs and other things like that, so I am used to this. I will overcome it. I am in talks for UFC 200. I will fight both Diaz brothers in a one-on-two, first ever in the UFC.
Wow, I don't feel that would go well.
Breaking news. Dun-dun.
I don't think that'll go good. I mean, you against one of the Diaz brothers, that's a pretty good fight. You against both Diaz brothers, I don't know.
They barely put a mark on Mayhem Miller when they all jumped him in Strikeforce. I am not scared. You can even throw Gil Melendez in there and Gil's old man. I will fight all of Dirty Larry. I will fight all of these people. I will come after you one by one.
Whoa!
What about Phil?
This guy's aggressive, huh?
Phil's actually pretty cool. I hung out with him one time, but I will punch him in the face if it comes down to it.
So Dirty Larry, Gil Melendez, Gil's old man, both Diaz brothers, Ronda Rousey, you want to punch all of them in the face and fight them all at one time in a dinosaur pit. Is that the announcement you're making?
I'm against violence against women. I would do a jiu-jitsu exhibition against her. Okay. But
pretty nice. Pretty nice, yeah.
Misha Tate, let's be honest right now, the best TNA in all of the UFC. It's unbelievable.
She's got a smoking little body, doesn't she?
Just when you see that belt under those large heaving bosoms, it's unbelievable for me. I start feeling the feeling in my pants, and like Theo Vaughn gives to the women in these massages he's doing.
Oh wow!
Yeah, you got to get these bras to the next level, and sometimes you got to you just got to embrace your own goodness, man. So I say you.
I embraced my own goodness one time, and this woman, her vagina was almost like a squirt gun.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's.
Have you ever experienced that?
I've been
kind of Vietnamese, I think.
I've been maced by women. If that's anything, I've had drinks thrown in my face. If that's
nice.
If you're talking about anything like that, yeah.
Not sure, that's what I'm getting at. I think Ari is the ladies' man out of the three of you. Ari, do you relate to this?
I probably get the most puss. Maybe Theo, but if he handicapped himself with that Jesus stuff.
Who is the best looking man between me, George St. Pierre, and Theo Vaughn? Who is the handsome-er guy?
That's a pretty close one. I'm gonna go with Theo too. GSP, you're a good looking.
Have you seen my abs? Why is everybody forsaking me? Is this because I'm not in the UFC anymore? People treat me like I am dinosaur shit.
No, man, it's not that at all. I just think mostly we go by face.
Yeah, and you know, we haven't seen you in a while.
I shouldn't make a comeback. It's like everyone hates GSP. I mean, what is going on?
No.
I think you should make a comeback and remind everybody who's the real fucking shit in this town. Mm-hmm. I would
Don't
root
call
for that.
It a comeback. I've been here for years. That's a little Cool J.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
Very nice.
Didn't know he was popular in Canada, but that's great. I love that.
Theo, can you give me the Shane guy's number? Sometimes I have intrusive thoughts.
You're welcome to join us any Sunday you want over at Cornerstone Baptist, brother, over there on the west side.
A lot of women getting fingered in there.
Are we allowed if I join? Can I do kitty litter or any of that?
Not, I mean, they have children's stuff, but it takes a while to get involved in that. You really got to be trusted by everybody. I mean, I don't make the rules, dude, and you honestly...
He actually means he's been snorting lines of kitty litter.
Oh, you're out.
Because you're out. It's one of the drugs they don't test for in the UFC. It's actually not even a drug, but apparently he's up to a bag a day habit.
Damn,
where does the church stand with communication with aliens?
I mean, I think every church has to stand with possibly.
I also forgot to mention aliens have been talking to him for years now.
Yeah, dude, you're out, bro. And honestly, bro, most of the people that call into this show need to fucking probably get their shit together.
Nobody likes me anymore. I don't see him in the business.
Hey, GSP, bro. I love you. I love you, and I want to see you make a comeback, and I want to see you fuck these Diaz brothers up at the same time.
Pride of
the
Stockholm.
The brothers have never had the tan line of the belt around their waist. You know why? Because they've never had a belt to wear.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well.
Ari, show them your belt right now. I can't even.
No, I'm out of this. I've seen
No, I'm wearing pants now. There's no belt on these pants.
Thank God.
It's a bad belt. It's what? A bad pants that way.
Thank God. I already have two outgoing texts.
You have two outgoing texts.
It's a shame they're not going through, yeah.
Oh, well, you got to get the Wi-Fi over there on the mix over here.
No, it'll be okay. But I will say this, man. Just get, you know, get help and get better. Mr. Pierre.
You know, can you give me an orgasmic massage?
No, but they do have a gay guy in the class that's always asking if, like, they can do, like, a dude thing, and everybody's like, awkward.
Really?
Yeah.
What's his name? I wouldn't mind talking to him.
I'm not sure, dude. He's, I think he's actually Native American.
I mean, they're allowed to be
that
gay.
That sounds unbelievable. He's a spiritual healer, and he would make you feel unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't know what he's into these days, man, but I just know that, you know, he goes there. It's over in Venice, man. Email me
Maybe
about
I
it, man.
I will do the class. I can show up with the belt on, and just I will just look at the woman without even touching her and make her ejaculate.
You're out, bro.
That's maybe when you're fighting, George, but not now. Not now.
Yeah.
You think I've lost the juice, Ari?
Yeah, man. I do.
Yeah.
My juice is fresher than it's ever been before, Ari. I've been doing gymnastics. I've been doing parkour. I've been looking for dinosaur bones. I'm at the top of my game.
The parkour is not the most translatable mixed martial art to the octagon.
And how are you making
a... jump off the top of the cage like a lion, you will see what the parkour brings to the game.
Okay, parkour. Let me say this. If you're going to be making, if you're serious about making a UFC comeback, George, I don't know how focused you can be while you are also doing this Canadian dinosaur TV show.
But have you seen the cool hat I wear on it? It's a great hat.
Yeah, you definitely look like an Indiana Jones kind of vibe, but I don't know how that translates to a UFC comeback.
Yeah, parkour sucks too, dude. It's basically like transients that got tennis shoes. Okay? Yeah. Parkour is the worst.
Well, I am seeing it's just, in a new light. This Theo Vaughn is a real truth talker.
It's like people that are good at running from cops but have like better sneakers.
Yeah, bro. Now look, I say you fucking get off all your bullshit, dude, and get out there and get some real puss and find you a woman, dude. How many freaking...
This guy is speaking to my heart. I really relate to this man.
I say, GSP, you got to get out there. You got to holler at these bitches.
And I say it because I care, man, because you sound, honestly, pretty lonely. And I know because I am lonely, and I can hear the reverb in your voice, and I know that's just a bad bass track coming out of your heart, brother.
That's right.
Do you want to be friends with me?
I do not. But... I also
reached out there. I made myself vulnerable, and this is what happens with GSP all the time.
I do not.
But you're a good person, I bet.
Will you be friends with me?
I'm friends with you, GSP.
There you go.
Yeah.
1 out of 2, you're shooting 50%. Nari likes you as well. That's 66%.
Yeah, that's like over half.
Yeah.
That's Louisiana.
Do you guys want to do Gymkhana with me?
Now, I will do that. I'll go to the gym.
Gymkhana? The actual, are you talking about the old crazy movie where they would like kick that guy in the face and then he would turn around and have another face?
It's like Asian gymnastics. I'm big into the gymnastics these days.
Uh-huh. Jesus. Well, it sounds like it.
I'm going to run at the next Olympics.
Yeah.
I am so high right now, I don't even know who I'm talking
to. Okay, then you're out.
Then you're out. All right.
Well, good luck on your comeback.
GSP, we love you.
We love you.
Keep us posted on everything. And
it's punch drunk. Okay, thank you for taking the call.
Don't do too much kitty litter, brother.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if this works. All right, can you see us now?
Let's see. I don't... think so. No, my whole player went off.
Oh, well, it sounds like you got a real fucking situation.
I don't know where the player is. I don't want to start it over.
Sounds like you got yourself a real situation.
It happens.
Yeah, this isn't a normal one.
It happens.
Yeah. All right.
Theo, you into any sports?
You know what? I'm into football, man. I'm into football, and I am into...
Who do you like?
I like the New Orleans Saints. Or,
yeah.
And I like...
They were good for a little while.
They were, and they've struggled, and one of their players got murdered. One of their retired players got murdered recently.
Which is crazy, right?
Very sad.
Seven times got shot in the back.
They got a black crime problem down there, but they also have a gun problem down there. He had a gun. The other guy had a gun. It's just it's just unfortunate. Hopefully they'll get it together. I've lost two black friends in New Orleans over the past decade.
Is that true?
To gun violence, man. It's a weird city, man. But that's life, bro.
Yeah, right?
These people's out here thugging, son.
I mean, everybody. And all, like, the athletes that you get down there in New Orleans that are from there are like, it's, you know, I go home and it's way worse than it was when I was a kid. It's way worse than it was 10 years ago. It's way worse than it was pre. And it seems to be this, like, pre-post-Katrina thing.
Yeah.
Where you hear that your city is way worse than it was. I'm talking about crime.
It's a problem that's going to keep growing as long as, like, the disparity in wealth grows. It's like all that just comes from poverty. Like, when you have nothing, and it's not just a black problem. It's also a poverty problem.
Yeah.
Black culture has more, like, you know, with their musical artists inspiring more stuff like guns and gangbanging and stuff like that. I think it's a little more in that culture. But with poverty, dude, people, when they have nothing, they're going to resort to violence to get things that they need. I mean, you know, and that's just part of the problem. It's just a lot of people that are just are really, really poor.
Right. You know? Right.
So.
And that desperation.
Yeah, when you got nothing, bro, you resort to gangs, bro. Then it gives you something, you know?
Now, what happens? I know you got to go in a minute. We only got about 6 or 7 minutes left. But there's one story that we were talking about the other day that I wanted you to tell Ari, because it's so goddamn, I can't even believe it.
Yeah, what's that?
When you were, you took your gentleman friend to a ride in a limo.
Oh, the homeless guy?
Yeah. Wait till you hear this, Ari.
I was at the Louisville Improv, and I think it's shut down since then, and now Louisville's over there in Kentucky. It's one of Kentucky's big.
Is that where it still is?
Bigger cities, yeah.
Okay, then.
And after the show, they had some fans that were like, hey, man, what's going on? We're going to this party. You want to come with us? And they had a limousine. And they're like, get in. And I'm like, I'll only come if they had this brother standing over there to the side, man. And this dude was just a total Muppet, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'll only come if my boy can come. And they're like, who's your boy? And I'm like, Jernette. And they're like, Jernette? And I'm like, yeah. And then I went over to this guy that was standing there. And this dude was out there panhandling and shit. And I was like, hey, bro. And he's like, hey, man. And I was like, nah, man. How about this, dude? I'm going to take you to this dope-ass party. You just have to pretend that you're my friend. You good? He's like, I'm good. I was like, what's your name? He's like, Jernette. I'm like, I'm Theo. Let's go. And the next thing you know, Jernette is riding the limo with us to this party, right? So there's, like, all these fucking total white dudes and me and my boy Jeanette, you know?
Who you just met
just met, who's basically a panhandler,
like,
right?
Hey, I want to come to this party. He's like, yeah, let me bring my boy. They're like, who's your boy? And you just look over and there's a homeless guy. You go, him.
But he kind of had his shit together. Like, he wasn't uber homeless. He was just basically a panhandler, you know? He had a gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we get to the party. We go into the party. Everybody's hanging out. Some people go upstairs and, like, smoke weed. I lose track of Jernette and shit because he didn't really like to talk to people. So we didn't even be friends because he didn't really even want to make friends.
So wait, are you upset that Jernette, who
I've
thrown into a limousine, doesn't want to be friends, or he's
I'm at this
social?
Party.
Of course, he's a social misfit.
Fucking
Jernette. He's wearing a diaper for a hat, and he's asking people for a penny.
He was wearing that all Louis Vuitton stuff.
Of course,
but like the white with the colored LVs, like the different rainbow LV,
the green and yellow and reds. And
so anyway, we get there. Next thing I know, some girls come running downstairs and they're like, somebody just fucking stole a bunch of shit. And like, one of these girls was crying. There's like this big to do. Jernette had fucking stolen a bunch of shit, like a woman's purse or something. Jumped out of one of the windows onto like a roof, like a roof, and fucking jetted, bro.
Like Omar?
Yeah, it was like he was out of there.
Hey, I'll only come to y'all's party. You let me bring my boy Jernette.
And they're like, dude, call him. Go get him. And I'm like, man, he's gone.
He's gone.
There ain't no calling, Jeanette, man. The only thing you can do is say his name into the wind. You say Jeanette three times into a mirror, that brother shows up.
I'm like, what'd y'all do to upset him? They're like, nothing.
Nothing.
I'm like, that'll do it. That'll do it.
That'll do it.
Hey, I gotta go, you guys.
I gotta go too, man. So thank you guys so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Love you, bro.
Jason Tebow, love you too, man. I'll see you tonight. Ari, thank you so much, brother.
Yeah, nice seeing you, Theo.
You too, man.
It was fun.
I'll talk to you soon.
Ari, consider it suck, buddy. I'll see you. He's, you know, Ari's gonna be going to get some fucking comedy. Oh, we should have kept spying on him and listening to his call. You guys, thank you very much for listening. BetDSI, use the code PUNCHDRUNK. CavemanCoffeeCo.com, use the code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS. Go to the website for the Amazon links. And Fight Nanny back next week doing nanny stuff. Sam Tripoli back next week working on this big Comedy Central. Our MTV thing is shooting on Thursday. If you want to go to that, hit him up. And again, I will be at the Improv Wednesday and Sunday, and I'm at the Ice House Friday. I love all things comedy. I love Theo Vaughn. Suck it.